Untitled, President J. Reuben Clark, J.R. J. Reuben Clark, J.R., Conference Report, April 1945, page 103. There are 3 or 4 minutes still left. Perhaps we should not let them go without trying to have something said that might be helpful. I am sure we have all enjoyed the spirit of the conference to this time. I am equally sure that that same spirit will remain with us during the balance of the conference, for we meet in humility with a sense of our own unworthiness and with a desire to serve God and keep His commandments. Nearly 2,000 years ago the Lord, walking by the seashore, again saw brethren whom He had seen before. They were busy with their nets and their boats, and He said to them, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." They had little training, little education. They were of the humble folk of the land in which they lived, but they had spirit and a spirituality. They had faith, so they left their nets and their boats and followed Him, and that is all the Lord requires of us today. I think perhaps He cares little for our achievements among men, little for what we have done in a worldly way in the past, provided we come to Him with a qualification which seems to me to be all-embracing, a pure heart and a contrite spirit. Without these we shall fail, with them we can but succeed. The Lord expects this from all of us at all times and on all occasions. He expects us to forget the honors we may have gained from this world and our work therein and to come to Him, humble and contrite, with a firm desire and a firm determination to follow Him and become fishers of men. May this be our lot, I humbly pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.